All right, we'll say good morning. Let us begin the beautiful daf ahead of us today. I want to begin by thanking our sponsors, our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Tishrei, Steve and Terry Zinn, in memory of their parents, Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Yosef HaKohen, Yentl Mindel, Bas David Halevi, Bunim Tzvi Ben Chaim, and Devorah Bas Yisrael Yoel. Our week of learning sponsors Brian and Melanie Levine, in honor of the entire Kila with Akara Satov. For all of the Shiurim, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us all with continued opportunities to share Torah and to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To thank Ira and Miriam Grossman for dedicating the week of learning in memory of Ira's father, Melvin Melech Ben Azriel, and our Dafyomi sponsors today, Justin and Rebecca Meyerowitz, for an easy tonsillectomy and recovery for Penny Meyerowitz. We hope to the merit of our time with Torah. All of the neshamos will have an aliyah. Those who require a refuah should have one together with Kol Cholei Yisrael. And boys, with that, let us begin. So today's daf is Nun Ches 58, and we are picking up in Meretz Hashem on Nun Zayin Amud Beis 57b at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Im Bodedin. So we're still continuing on the topic of measuring the tchum on Shabbos. So Im Bodedin Ela Bechevel Shanun Ama. Interesting halacha. When measuring the tchum, again, we speak about 2,000 amos. So he's been speaking a lot about regarding from where you measure the 2,000 amos or from how you measure. So now the Mishnah is going to actually get into the logistics, actually the mechanics of actually how you not the distance, but how you measure. So the Mishnah says you use a rope that is 50 amos long. So we only measure with a 50 amma long rope. Lo pachos lo yoser, not any more than 50 amos, not any less than 50 amos. Velo yimdot ela keneged libo. Furthermore, again, when holding the rope, so we'll say obviously that measuring the tchum requires two people, right? Person A is going to hold the rope on one side, person B is going to hold the rope on the other side. So the Mishnah says when they hold the rope, each one should hold the rope against his chest. Now again, as Rashi points out, we're assuming people are the general same average height. And therefore, again, if I hold it by my chest, you hold it by your chest, the rope will be level. V'yimar, so how you move it, v'yigil the guy, all the God. There's supposed to be interesting halacha. What happens if one comes to, if one comes to a valley, or one comes to a fence? So we'll say now what we're talking about over here is, this all works fine, assuming that you're measuring a flat area. What happens in the event that as you're measuring, you come to an area that either is a depression or an elevation? So you come to a valley, or you come to a fence. Mavlio v'chozer l'midaso. So we'll say mavlio literally means that you absorb it, and then you continue on in your measurements. The Mosei, so just to understand, we're going to see two different terms over here. Mavlio Rabosei essentially means we do not count the incline in the measurement of the tchum. So, for example, so now I'm measuring 2,000 amos, I get to a valley. What the Mishnah is teaching me is that halacha l'maisa, I measure straight across the span of the valley. I do not go ahead and worry. I do not take into account the steepness of the inclines into the valley. Now, again, we're going to qualify this halacha a little bit because as we're going to see, that depends on the width of the valley and, of course, depends on the slope of the walls as well. But also, but the idea over here is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mavlio, im eno rachav nun ama misvasa l'svasa milamayla, afa pish yesh b'madrono hiluch yosem alpayim, ein omrin tala midas madrono l'midas hatchum, elo, ya'amod za'al svasa mikan, v'za'al svasa mikan, v'yavli eno madrono b'chevel echad. I will say, so the idea over here, says Rashi, is that we're talking about dafka, a valley, or a fence that is less than 50 amas long. So if you could imagine that if it's less than 50 amas long, you could have one guy standing, it's illustrated with a valley, one guy will have Reuven standing on one side of the valley, Shimon standing on the other side of the valley. Remember again, we're always measuring with a 50 amma long rope, and halacha l'maisa, that is my tchum measurement. That's my tchum measurement. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, as long as the valley is less than 50 amas in width, I can have one guy stand on one side, one guy stand on the other side, and that's how I measure the tchum. I do not take the slope into account. What happens? Higia lahar, mavli avachos. Similarly, if I get to a mountain, same idea, I will say, if I get to a mountain, all I need to do is go ahead and hold the rope, so to speak, across the mountain. And halacha l'maaseh, I do not take the slope into account. The Gemara says, "Yigir lahar mavliyo v'chol shalim midasu." And Abosei, we'll see this interesting lashon. Mavliyo, I understand what that means. Mavliyo, Abosei, is lashon of I absorb it or I swallow it. So I look at the mountain as if it was flat. I look at the valley as if it was flat. Now, the lashon of chozer lemidaso, you come back and continue your regular counting. We'll see what that lashon means in the Gemara. Top of Nunches. So I just gave a little coming attractions over here. But the way the Gemara is going to understand this case is as follows. If you have a mountain, now mountain is a little bit of a dramatic term. Let's say you have a hill. But the hill is not all that high. So what can you do with the hill? This is actually very interesting. So imagine you have your 50 amma long rope. So we'll say, so if each of them go ahead and have a stick, right, they hold their stick in the air. The stick goes up, we'll call it, I don't know, 20 feet, right? And they each go ahead and you tie the rope to the top of the stick. So you could span a hill. You could span a hill with that little contraption. That's the lesson over here of Hegilahar. If you get to a mountain, or a hill is a little bit better, Mavlio, Bechozel Midas. Obviously, the other possibility is as follows. Chozel Midas could also mean that Halacha Lemaisa, what you could essentially do, Rabbi say, is measure around the hill. In other words, let's say I'm going ahead, I'm measuring the tchum. I get to a hill. So what I could just easily do is hang a left, or a right, it doesn't really matter, but hang a left, go to an area where the hill is not there, measure straight, and just come back. And as long as you just keep in mind how much you veered left, or how much you veered right, you're good to go. But actually, it's the tchum. What I'm assuming is, as long as when you go ahead and you turn right or turn left to avoid the mountain and measure straight ground, as long as you don't end up going outside of the tchum. What happens if it's just impossible to absorb? Now this would be a case. Well, let's say, for example, the valley is more than 50 amas wide. Right? So therefore, again, I can't really have Reuven standing on one side and Shimon standing on the other side. So what happens if it's not possible to go ahead and absorb it? In this case, I will say we go ahead and we pierce the mountain or pierce the valley. What does that mean to pierce it? Look at Rashi. Mekadrin, Nokvin, Rowan Kielu Nokvin Oson. We view it as if the mountain or the valley was pierced. How do we do that? Umotidin Darachanakev Lamait Midas Majorno Kidaran Vigimara, Shemotidin also Bechavosh Dalaramis, Vatachton Maniachasachal Kenegadibo, Vaolon Keneged Margolosov, Umisbadajorno. So, interestingly enough, where you can't span the area, what you do is you pierce it. And I'm supposed to say the way you pierce it is you take a rope that is Dalit Amis long. You have one guy hold it by his chest, by his heart. The other guy holds it by his feet. So essentially what they're going to do is they're going to measure the slope going down, one holding it by his chest, one holding it by his feet. Now when you measure that way, you do end up saving a significant amount of space in the measurement of the slope. So therefore, I will say, what the Mishnah introduces us to is three concepts. Number one, when measuring, we go ahead and we use a rope of 50 amas. That's Aleph. Number two, if you get to a valley or you get to a mountain, if it's less than 50 amas wide, you could just have one guy stand on one side, one guy stand on the other side, measure the span across, and do not worry about the slopes at all. If let's say, again, you need to go around, no problem with going around the mountain, going around the valley. Just when going around with hanging a left or hanging a right around the mountain or the valley, just make sure not to go outside of the tchum for reasons we'll discuss. Also, obviously, you're measuring even over here before Shabbos, but you still don't go out of the tchum when measuring the 2,000 amas. Good. And lastly, if for some reason what we call mavlian, spanning it, is impossible, we pierce it. And I will say piercing is the usage of a 4-amma rope with two individuals, one holding it by his chest, one holding it by his feet. They measure the slope down that way, the area across, and then the slope back up. Says the Gemara. So I will say, how do we know this? How do we know what? The Gemara says, how do you know that she's a 50-amma rope? In other words, why does 50 amas become the measurement for a tchum? I'm going to say it differently. Why does 50 amas become the measurement for the rope measuring the tchum? So says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda, Amrav, Do Amrakra, Orach HaChotzer Me'a Ba'amo, Berochav chamishim bechamish. Abos say by the Mishkan. So by the Mishkan, the Torah says, the length of the chatzar will be 100 amas, and its width is 50 by 50. Chamishim bechamishim. Amar Torah, what does this mean? Bechevel shel chamishim amma medod. So what we learn from here, that ultimately, again, when measuring, measure in units of 50. So from here we see that halacha lemaisa use a 50 amma rope for the measurement of a tchum. Now, Bosina, obviously you know that we paskin, as according to most opinions, that halacha lemaisa, the tchum are drabbanon. So obviously in the Gemara, so we learn this from the pasuk, this is not a literal limud, but rather, again, understanding over here that this is the remez. I, the Gemara, but one second, I need that chamishim b'chamishim to teach me something different. Haimi boy le little chamishim or the sadev chamishim. But say ultimately, again, I need that limud to teach me something different. That halacha lemaisa, when creating the measurements for the chatzar of the Mishkan, how do you create the measurements for the chatzar? You take a square of 50, and then you surround it by another square of 50. I will say, now what happens if you take one square of 50 and then surround it with another square? In other words, we will say, take a square of 50 amas and then take another square of 50 amas, but then divide that square of 50 amas around the perimeter, around the sides. What do you get? You get a square of 72 and one-third amas, which we will say ultimately, again, is the size of the chatzar of the Mishkan, which, going back to yesterday's daf, is also the size of what? Also the size of a karfeif. So it says the Gemara, So Gemara says, we need that 50 by 50 to teach me that halacha lemaisa, I make a square of 70 and two-thirds amas. If that's the case, the pasuk should have just said chamishim chamishim, 50-50. What does it mean when it says chamishim bechamishim, 50 by 50? Shamas minatarti. Suppose I learned two things out from that pasuk. Number one, that when creating the dimensions of the Mishkan, it's a square of 50 surrounded by another square of 50, which gives me 70 and two-thirds amas, right? And then furthermore, again, it teaches that when measuring the tchum, I use a rope of 50 amas long. Good. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. So ultimately, again, no more than 50, no less than 50. Says the Gemara Tana, lo pachos v'mnei shemarbe. So you can't use less than 50, because the concern with less than 50 is the people holding the rope will hold it very taut and will end up stretching out the rope. As a result of stretching out the rope, what you think is 2,000 amas would in fact be more than 2,000 amas. Furthermore, again, the problem with a rope that is longer than 50 amas is what? It'll sag in the middle. Because it'll sag in the middle, what ends up happening? You end up getting less than 2,000 amas of space. Amar Rabasi, Ein modedin ela bechevel afaskima. So says Rabbi Yasi, you can only measure with a rope of afaskima. My afaskima, what's afaskima? Rabbi Abba, nargila. Okay, thank you. Right, it's nargila. So what's nargila? My nargila. Rabbi Yaakov, dikla dechad nivra. It is a palm tree with a vine that grows around its trunk. Take a look at Rashi. Nivra, siv shegadol umiskalgel saviv hadakel, kein viglish shel gefanim. So what does it say? So this apparently is a vine that grows around the palm tree. That apparently, I guess if you open it up, it's fibrous. That's what you go ahead and make your rope, your measuring rope for the tchum out of. Igad Amri, another version of this, maya faskima, what's a faskima? The Rabbi Abba Amar Nagila. Rabbi Abba says it's Nagila. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Dikla Dichad Nivra. Okay, so what's this? A little bit of a machlokes, exactly what this rope is made from. Tanya, Amar Bishop Ben Chananya, says, you know, when measuring the tchum, the best thing you could use are metal chains, which also makes sense because lemaisa, again, there's no give, right? There's no give with a metal chain. So the best thing you could use is avama nase. Well, what could I do? Shai amra Torah ubiyado chevel mida, because the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Zechariah. And the pasuk in Zechariah says, and in his hand was a measuring rope. So I'll say, see over here, since the pasuk says measuring rope, we see from here that measuring is normally done with a rope. So the Gemara says, I have a hook siv ubiyada ish kana hamida. But there's another pasuk I'll say also from Yecheskel. That pasuk was from Zechariah. There's a pasuk from Yecheskel that says that the man was holding a measuring stick. So you see from here that measuring could be done with a stick as well. So why not go ahead and measure the tchum with a stick? To which the Gemara says, Hahu litari. That was for measuring gates. Take a look at Rashi. Bitari, limdod roch of hasharim, to measure the width of the gates. Suppose they say, interestingly enough, so apparently gates, which is a smaller area, that could be measured with a staff, with a stick. But lamaisa, measuring a larger area, that requires a rope. Tani Rav Yosef, Shlosha Chavalami. Rav Yosef says, in reality, in halacha, there are three different kinds of ropes. Three different kinds of ropes. Shal magag, shal netzer, v'shal pishtan. There is a rope. Magag, Rav Yosef, are reeds. Netzer, Rashi says, netzarim, is arava kalufa, peeled willow branches. And pishtan is flax or linen. So the Gemara says, shal magag lepara. So when do we use a reed rope? So that's very interesting. For para aduma. Why was it shot by para aduma? This man, kafsua b'chevel ha-magag, v'nasnu agabe marachta. They're both said they would go ahead. They would go ahead and they would tie, when after they slaughtered the para, and they offered it in the Beis HaMikdash, right? They would burn it. There wasn't the carbon like offered up on a Mizbeach, but they would go ahead and they would burn the parah in order to go ahead and have its ashes. They would go ahead and tie the animal together with a reed rope. And then they would put it on the marach, on the pyre. Now the reason they would do that, they would say, is why? Because Magog reed is not Mekabel Tumah. So a reed rope is not Mekabel Tumah. When tying the parah together, you want to make sure that nothing could happen that would cause the parah to be makabel tuma. So a reed rope was used for parah duma. Next, shal netzarim lesota, a rope of peeled willow branches was used by the sota. What happened by the sota? Disnan va'achakach maybe chevel hamitzri v'koshra l'mala midadah. As part of the sota process, they would unbraid her hair and they would rip her dress. But in order to ensure that her dress would not fall down, they would tie the top of her dress with a rope. That rope, ultimately, again, was made of peeled willow branches. So the Gemara says, "Shal pishtan." And what about the rope of pishtan? That's the medida. Apparently, again, that was the material used for the rope used to measure tchum. So, what's just interestingly enough, here's what we know: that we're making that rope. That rope is going to be 50 amas long. Okay, so that's the remes from the Mishkan. What the rope is made of seems to be some level of machlokas. Either afaskima or nargila. Again, machlokas, exactly what those items are, seems to be, again, the vine that grows around the palm tree, or according to this last opinion, pishtan. Good, says the Gemara. Hayamodet vihigia. And remember, again, we're talking over here like this. A person was measuring the tchum, and he came... and he came to a valley or to a mountain. So remember, what was the lashon of the Mishnah was mavlio. So also remember again, the halacha is you could just span it, which means again, you don't have to take the incline really into account. V'chozer l'midaso, and then you continue on in your counting. So it says the Gemara, Meditani chozer l'midaso. So we'll say the fact that it says that you return back to your counting, michla, or your measuring, michla din enu yachol lahavlio, holech lamakom shiyachol lahavlio, umavlio, v'tzofek kinegdo midaso, v'chozer. So we'll say, so again, the lashon of v'chozer, you come back, seems to indicate as follows. If I'm measuring the tchum, and I get to a valley, let's say again, the valley is just too wide. I can't measure across it. So what can I do? As we mentioned before in the Mishnah, I can go right or I can go left, find a narrower area, and then what? Go straight across the valley. As long as what? As long as what? But you have to keep in mind, how far you veered left, how far you veered right, because you don't want to end up losing or adding on to the tchum inappropriately. So the Gemara says, so therefore you could go right, you can go left to find a narrower pass, as long as you keep in mind exactly where you're going and you're able to get back to the place where you started the count. So the Gemara says, Tanina lahadu tanrabon. So we learned this as well in this Braisa. Hayamodid viyegiya hamida lagai. If a person is measuring the tchum, and he gets to a valley, So if you're able to span the valley, right? The Bible says spanning just means measure the valley straight across. If you're able to go ahead and measure the valley straight across with a rope of 50 amos mavlio, then you should do so. V'imav, and if not, holich l'makum shiyachol lahavlio umavlio. The Bible says, if not, go right, go left, go to an area by the valley which can be spanned. Right, which can be spanned, which is narrow, measure straight across. Vitzofa, v'cholzer l'midaso. And then also just keep an eye out, and then go back to the original path in which you were measuring. Good. Em haya gai mo'okom. We'll say, if the valley was windy. Or as well say, this works well. The image the Gemara is painting is, you have a valley that's wide. You want to turn left, let's say. Go to an area where the valley is very narrow. Measure straight across, and then hang a right going back. Go back on your original trajectory. What happens if the valley winds? So it says the Gemara, im haya gai mo'okam, makdir va'ola, makdir v'yored. Both say, in that case, halacha l'maisa, we're makdir. Both say, remember again, makdir means piercing. Remember, what does piercing mean? Four ama rope, two individuals, and essentially they measure the slope and the area across. How do they measure the slope and the area across? One holds it by his chest, the other guy holds it by his feet, so on and so forth until they get down the slope and go straight across. So the Gemara says, "Higia v'kosel." If you get to a wall, "Ein omre mikov hakosel." We don't say pierce the wall. Rather, what do we say? "Ela omdo v'hol v'chol." And this is quite fascinating. If you get to a wall, so what do? If you hit a wall, you don't have to go ahead and measure it. Rather, again, meaning you don't pierce it. Rather, omdo v'holichlo. Just estimate the width of the wall. Just estimate the width of the... Really, what it means is estimate the width of the area upon which the wall sits. Include that in your calculation and move forward. I v'ha'nan t'ran mavlio v'cholzer l'midah. So one second. That's not what the Mishnah said. We'll say the Mishnah said mavlio. Mavlio means you go ahead and you measure straight across. And we'll say this is very interesting. Because here the price is saying you don't even have to try to measure the width of the wall. Rather just what? Estimate. Estimate. But again, we said before that aloch l'maisi imam should have to measure. We'll say, see, that's very interesting. Hassan in the Mishnah that says that you actually measure the width of the wall. Necha tashmishasa. That's where the area where the wall is, halacha lemaisa, you can go ahead and utilize. Look at Rashi. But the necha tashmishasa, in the wide lines of Rashi, it's the third line in. Noach lehiluch kitzas, kigon mislakeit asara mitoch arba. Plus we're talking about a wall that doesn't really have a very significant incline or significant height. Rather, again, for example, it only goes ahead and gets 10 tfachim of height within 4 amas of slope. Hasam kantani mavlio im yachol v'imlab makdir. In the case, however, in the case of the Braisa, we'll say, hacha lo necha tashmishasa. In the case of the Braisa, which says that you just estimate the wall, that is talking about, again, a wall of a significant slope and height, which is not normally used. In that case, again, halacha lemaisa, you just estimate. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So let's listen to this. So we'll say, now, what we have over here is as follows. So halacha lemaisa, when you go ahead and you get to a valley, what the Mishnah seemed to indicate to us was as follows. When you get to a valley, so pretty much as long as that valley is less than 50 amas long, just span it. Just measure straight across. If for some reason you can't span it, so you could hang a right, you could hang a left, and you could go ahead and go to an area where you can span it, just keep in mind where you were, go back to your original trajectory, and continue forward. If that's not possible, either there is no narrow area, or for that matter, again, the valley is crooked, like we saw before, so what do you have to do? Makdir. You have to pierce it. And piercing it means you do a measurement of the slope in a way that's advantageous to the count, right? 4 amar rope, 2 individuals, one holds it by his chest, one holds it by his feet, measure the slope, the ground, slope back up, and continue forward. Mostly now watch this. I'm going to read them in Shmuel. Lo shanu ela. So let's listen to this. When do we say that you have to pierce the slope, which essentially means measure the slope? When is that? That's only when the chut hamashkolos loshon elo she'ein chut hamashkolos yirik nedo. We'll say that's only if, we'll say chut hamashkolos is a plumb line, is a plumb line, right? Again, that's how you would write, that's how plumb line, right? You measure that walls are straight by essentially going ahead and dropping a weighted rope, right? If the weighted rope essentially hangs down parallel to the wall, that means your wall is straight. If the weighted rope ultimately goes ahead and hits the wall, that means your wall is crooked. So now listen to this. So Shmuel says, Rav Yehuda's name is Shmuel, when do we say that halacha lamaisa? You have to pierce the walls of the valley. That's only when the plumb line does not hang straight down. Which is another way of saying, the only time you have to go ahead and pierce the walls of the valley is when there's a slope. Look at Rashi. Lo shanu dekamahader. Dekamakder. Ela denecha tashmishase shemukam kolkach shein chotam mishkolos yori kenegdo shekishemaniya chot mishkolos habanoim eitzal svaso viyoredes laomko mina kaves pishipuo umeakva hamadrom yori kenegdo el marchiko milamata. So listen to this. It's very 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 intuitive halacha. When do we say that you have to count the slope? Right, so you have to count the slope and measure into the tchum. That's, or should I say differently? When do we say that you have to count the walls of the valley in the measurement of the tchum, makdir, piercing it? That's only when the walls are sloped. Because if the walls are sloped, then what? Then they're traversable. But I will say, if the walls of the valley are not sloped, meaning, how do you measure that? Meaning, if you were to hang a plumb line down the wall of the valley, and a plumb line would go straight down, right, not hitting the walls, which means that those walls of the valley are straight. Let's say if those walls of the valley are straight, that means they're not usable. No one could traverse them. If no one could traverse them, then they are not counted in the measurement of the tchum at all, which is intuitive. The only time you have to, quote-unquote, pierce, makdir, the walls of the valley, I'm using the right word, the walls, you understand what I mean, the interior walls of the valley. The only time you have to do that is when there's a slope and a person could walk on them. But halacha lemaaseh, if there's no slope, if they're straight, the plumb line, when it goes down, hangs straight down, doesn't hit the walls at all, in that case, they're not traversable. Right? A person couldn't use them. A person couldn't walk down them. Then halacha lemaaseh, they're not measured as part of the tchum. So lo shanu ela shin chotam mishkolos yorei kenegdo. Aval amadeis. Aval chotam mishkolos yorei kenegdo. We'll say if the plumb line literally hangs down parallel to the walls, which means the walls of the valley are straight, then what? Yored connect. I'm sorry. Modido medida yofa. We count it a nice measurement. We'll say, now what does that mean? We count it a nice measurement. So we'll say count a nice measurement means we go into the valley, we go into the bottom of the valley, and halacha lemaisa, you just measure the floor of the valley. You do not take into account the walls at all. So we'll say an incredibly important qualification. So you're holding cup over here with what's happening with the valleys, is you have a couple of different possibilities over here. If the valley is less than 50 amos wide, then easy. What do? Reuven stands on one side, Shimon stands on the other side, just measure straight across. That's it. If it's more than 50 amos, so we'll say, then I have a couple of possibilities. Possibility one is, find an area where what? It's not 50 amos. Okay, but you just have to keep in mind that you're gonna go left, go to an area, it's no problem, measure it across, but then make sure you hang a right, you know exactly where to pick up with your count. Other possibility, I will say, is that halacha lemaisa, what we call makdir, you pierce it. Piercing means you do measure the slopes, but again, in an advantageous way. Four amos rope, two individuals, one holds it by his chest, one holds it by his feet, and they measure the incline, the flat area in the valley itself, and then the steep and the incline back up as well. Now Shmuel is coming along giving an important qualification. The only time, very simply, the only time you have to include the walls of the valley, right, in your measurement of the tchum is if there is a slope. Because if there is a slope, then halacha lemaisa, it's a traversable area. But if there's no slope, then those walls need not be included in the measurement of the valley. How do you know if there's a slope or not? Plumb line. You use the plumb line, you see if the plumb line hits the walls, that's a slope. We'll see. We'll qualify that in just a moment. Plumb line doesn't hit the walls, it's not a slope. If there's no slope, then what do you do? Descend to the floor of the valley. Just measure that floor, and that's all you have to include in your tchum. Says the Gemara, "Bekama Omko Shel Gai." And how deep could the valley be Rashi says, "Kama omko shel gad dinema mavlio kishu rachamdon." So let's listen to this. Jumping back for just a moment. Let's say the valley is 50 or less, so you can measure it straight across. Is there a maximum depth of the valley that allows you still just to span it? So Rabbi Yosef Alpine, Rabbi Yosef, a maximum of 2,000 amas. Or is that in order to go ahead and span the valley, it can't be more than 2,000 amas deep. Esve Abaye, Amok Kuf, Verochov Nun Mavlio. If the valley is 100 amos, up to 100 amos deep, and 50, up to 50 amos wide, you could include it, you could span it. Ve'im lav, im avlio. Rabbi Yosef, if it's more than that, you can't span it. Which, so what is it? Is it 2,000 amas? Is it 100 amas? To which the Gemara says, "Who the Amar ke'achirim?" Hills like the achirim. What do the achirim say? The San Yachirim Omrim, "Afilu amok apayim verochav nun mavliyo." So we'll say it's machlokas. So we'll say machlokas. So apparently, again, the achirim hold that the valley could be up to 2,000 amas deep, and you would still have the ability to span it. Apparently, again, Abaye holds a little bit differently. Abaye holds the maximum depth of the valley, and which would still allow it to be spanned, is 100 amas. Ike de Amri, Am Rav Yosef, Afilu Yesra Me'apayim. So we'll say, others say, Rav Yosef said, even if it's more than 2,000 amas deep, Kiman, in accordance with whose opinion is this? The Lo Kitanakama V'lo Ka'achirim. Ultimately, Rav Yosef said, that would be neither like the Tanakama, nor like the Achirim. To which the Gemara says, no. Hasam, Shein Chut HaMashkolos Yorik Kinegdo, Hacha, Bechot Hamashkolos Yorikin. Rabbi Yosef, what it might be is the following difference. The distinction between the two cases might be that Halacha Lamaisa, when the Chot Hamashkolos doesn't hang parallel, which means when there's a slope, that's when there's the Machlokus in the Tanakama and the Achirim. However, again, when the plumb line runs parallel, there is no slope. Perhaps, again, Halacha B'chot HaMashkolos Yori Kenegdo. Okay, fine. V'chinich, Ein Chot HaMashkolos Yori Kenegdo Ad Kama. So interestingly enough, when we say, so here's what we have. What we have, leaving aside this measurement about the depth of the valley, because we actually will deal with that separately. But what we have over here is as follows. When the plumb line hangs parallel, right, when it hangs parallel to the walls of the valley, there's no slope. When there's no slope, then Halacha L'maaseh, the walls of the valley need not be included in the measurement of the tchum. When there is a slope, you have to include, when there is a slope and the valley is more than 50 amos wide, or there is no close area where there's less than a width of 50 feet to measure it, then you measure the slope of the valley included in the tchum, again with that 4 amarop, as we've explained many times already. So we'll say, here's the Gemara Shaila. When we say that the plumb line doesn't hit the wall, is it literally mean it doesn't hit the wall, or is there a certain shear? Says the Gemara, "V'chein chut ha-mashkolos yor kenegdo ad kama, amravini dalid, v'chein tamar rai marecheskel dalid." So it's interesting enough, the Gemara now qualifies this and explains, when we say that the plumb line doesn't hit the wall, it could hit the wall. In other words, we'll say, as long as, it doesn't move Dalet Amos away from the wall. So what does this mean? So apparently, the walls are considered to be straight, unsloped, if that's the word, unsloped, as long as there is not up to 4 Amos of slope. Once you have 4 Amos of slope, that's considered to be a traversable area. And then Allah Lamai said that slope will be included in the measurement of the tchum. But if the plumb line does hit the side of the wall, but it doesn't jut out up to 4 amas, that's considered as if the walls are straight and halacha lemaisa not included in the measurement of the tchum. So both say, so therefore it turns out that the definition of a slope in halacha is less than 4 amas, right? Once you're less than 4 amas of slopage, and I'll make that up, right? Well, less than 4 amas of slopage, then halacha l'maaseh, and that's considered flat. If it's considered flat, then halacha l'maaseh need not be included in the measurement of the tchum. 4 amas or more, halacha l'maaseh is considered sloped, and therefore you would have to use that measurement or that mechanism of what we call makdir, piercing, in order to go ahead and measure the slope. Good. Higia lahar mavliya v'chozin l'vidaso. So if you get to a mountain, you could just simply span the mountain and then continue counting, continue measuring. Amar Rava, lo shana ela bahar mislakeit yod mitok dalet. This is what I'm talking about, a mountain that gets a height of 10 tefachim in 4 amas of space. So we'll say if you have a mountain, and really, by the way, it's probably better to define this as a hill than as a mountain. Say if you have a hill, Rabbi, say that ultimately achieves 10 tefachim of height in four amis of slope. That's called a mountain. I will say, but if you have a hill, there's a very gradual slope. Gradual is defined as 10 tefachim of height over four amos of space. Modido medidi yafa. I will say, medidi yafa just means a regular measurement. Just a regular measurement straight across. Rav Huna Rav Nosson, Masni Lekula. Rav Huna Rav Nosson, he actually explained this halacha Lekula in a way that yields a leniency. How so? Amarava. Lo shana ela bahar mislaki desara mito chamesh. We'll say, when do we say that ultimately, again, you span the area? That's only in a mountain, that is in a hill, that establishes a height of 10 tefachim over a span of 5 amas. Aval bahar hamislakit asara mitoch dalid. But aloch lamais, again, if it has a height, if it establishes a height of 10 tefachim over 4 amas, then omdo v'holichlo, all you need to do is just assess it. Right? Assess it. We'll say, the lashon of omer means you don't even have to actually measure it, rather you eyeball it. Right? Eyeball it, measure it, and add it to the tchum, and continue on. Beautiful. So remember again, in this case over here, I reached a valley. Remember again, the valley is more than 50 amas wide in this case. So what do I want to do? I happen to know that a little bit to the left, the valley is less than 50 amas. So what could I do? I could hang a left, measure the valley in a more, in a narrower area, span it across, and then go right, and go back right, go right, hang a right back, and then continue measuring my tchum straight across. The Mishnah said you could do that, as long as when you go left, you don't end up leaving the tchum. So says the Gemara, my time, huh? Well, it's a very simple halacha. What are we concerned about? See, Rabbi say, what's going to happen? Reuven and Shimon are measuring the tchum, right? So they're doing this on Friday. They're measuring the tchum. They get to a valley. The valley is more than 50 amas across. So Reuven says to Shimon, no problem. Just let's hang a left, right? And, you know, a little bit down, the valley gets narrower. We'll just span it across. So the Mishnah's concerned is, when they go left, don't go out of the tchum. Why, Rabbi Hussein? Because people watch Reuven and Shimon measuring the tchum. And they assume that wherever they are measuring, that area is contained in the tchum. If Reuven and Shimon end up going left, so far left, that they're outside of the tchum, people will assume that wherever Reuven and Shimon are, that's the tchum as well. And people may come to inadvertently go ahead and carry outside of the tchum. So because that, interestingly enough, when measuring the tchum, you must remain inside of the tchum. Very interesting. Good, says the Gemara. Im inu yachol lahav lio. So let's say, so remember again, if you can't span it, then you pierce it. Right, so the Gemara says, "Son Rabbanan Ketzad Mekadrin, how do you go ahead and pierce the slope? Tachton keneged libo, alyon keneged margalosa." So we'll say the guy standing on top, he holds, or the guy standing on the bottom, right? Or one person holds the rope by his heart, the other by his chest, the other person holds it by his feet. So we'll say this is how they're measuring the rope. Amr Abai Naktinon ein Mekadrin ela bechavos shel arba amos. Abai says we only use a rope of 4 amos. Amrav Nachem, Amrav Baravua, Nachtinon, Ein Mekadrin, Lo Be'egla Rufa, V'lo Ba'ari Miklat, Mipnei Shein Shel Torah. So I'll say, interestingly enough, so this Lashon of Mekadrin, you can only go, we do not use this process, right? We do not use this process by Egla Rufa. So remember again, Egla Rufa is, you find someone murdered in between two cities. So you have to measure the city closest to the corpse. The residents of that city go ahead and engage in a whole process, right? Decapitating the calf in a dry valley, washing their hands over it. So we do not use this process of Mekadrin, ultimately again by Egla Rufa, nor do we use it by Are Miklat, when measuring for the cities of refuge. Why is Rabbi Sivit Neshein Shal Torah? Because these are biblical issues. Rabbi Sivit, fascinatingly enough, when it comes to the difference between measuring for rabbinic purposes versus measuring for biblical purposes. When measuring for biblical purposes, Rabbi Sivit, we don't take any shortcuts in measurements. Whereas we'll measure slopes, we'll measure mountains, we'll measure valleys. We'll measure full inclines in these areas as well. Because whenever there's a biblical measurement, you have no right to span something, you have no right to pierce something. So the measurement of an Egla Rufa, biblical measurement. Measurement of Ir Miklat, biblical measurement. So because that, you just measure straight. So you have a mountain, give a mountain, you measure the sides of the mountain, the slopes of the mountain, up and down, valley up and down. No piercing, no spanning. The concept of Mekadrin and Mavlin, Dafka is a din in rabbinic measurements, Obviously, the Gemara is reflecting the idea that tchumin are drabanan, and therefore halacha lemaisa you could employ these more lenient forms of measurement. All right, we'll see you shkoyach. We'll stop here. We'll pick up in the Mishnah Mi'aretz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.